Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. A high-level report on the progress of Te Aka Whai Ora says the Māori Health Authority underspent by about $66 million in its first financial year, meaning the anticipated boost in services for Māori will not be realised. The report by the Hauora Māori Advisory Committee, chaired by Waikato Tainui leader Parikawhia McLean, says commissioning activity and Māori provider service provision is tracking behind government commitments. While it had achieved a number of important milestones, its inability to put in place the necessary level of capability and capacity to progress its key functions had hampered performance. In its haste to transfer Māori staff and teams from the former district health boards, which are now under the umbrella of Te Whatu Ora, it had neglected to bring over staff with necessary skills and experience in areas like commissioning and contract management. Good progress has been made on developing the interim Hauora Māori strategy, but the process had created tension with the Health Ministry staff. Associate Health Minister Penny Henare says the deeply entrenched disparities for Māori in the health system are decades in the making and will take more than a year to fix. New Plymouth Māori Ward Councillor Te Waka McLeod says other councillors and council staff seem ready to embrace kaupapa Māori. On Tuesday, the District Council had its meeting on Owai Marae in Waitara in a landmark first. Ms McLeod says she spoke to one local board member afterwards who admitted never having been on a marae before.
Absolutely loved it. He just raved about the first time being invited into that space. Majority of our councillors have been to a marae, but not only did we have our council meeting there, we spent the whole morning with tangata whenua, with mana whenua, sharing the narrative of the land wars, treaty settlements, e rā momo kōrero e pāna ki tēnei whenua o Waitara. So it was not only just a council meeting, you know, it was an injection of history, knowledge and a warm welcome.
To Waka McLeod, she says the council is considering holding two meetings a year on marae and iwi are keen to host them. And the leader and tutor of two-time Matatini champions, Te Matarai Orehu, says retiring the Te Aroha Rōpū from competition doesn't mean it can never be resurrected. Wetini Mitangatai says after 30 years, it's just become too hard to make the total commitment he believes is vital for anyone wanting to lead a top kapahaka rōpū. He wants to spend more time with his children and mokopuna.
You know, once you start a commitment, it doesn't finish until the end of the regional, then the national, then it kind of, for the last 30 years, it just doesn't stop.
Wetini Mitangatai, he says it's possible one of his sons may one day take up the challenge, but for now, the Rōpū has more than achieved its ambition of helping to revive the very best in Māori performing arts. And Te Hoa Mā, that's Wātea News, which you'll always find on wateanews.com.